Nala Pickleball, baby.
Boom.
Woo. All right. Well, welcome to the Nala Pickleball podcast. I am your wonderful host, Natalie Fisher, and my fantastic co-host, Lori Burgett. Say hello.
Hello out there.
So, yeah, we're back, and we're here talking about our love of pickleball, and there's so many different facets of pickleball, and one of the ones that we kind of want to get into, it's a little bit salacious.
It can be,
mm-hmm. But it's part of it as well. So the good, the bad, and the ugly, we're going to talk about pickleball relationships.
I call it kind of pickleball politics, too.
It could be. Yeah.
That's okay. But you cannot have a community without,
right,
as the court turns.
Yes.
The things that go
It's like a soap opera.
It can be.
But here's the thing. When we talk about, like, relationships, I mean friendships, like our mm-hmm. friendship, the community at large, the people that we've met, the business contacts that we've made. Right. But the other relationships that can unfold, if you will, are the ones that are of the romantic nature.
I'm a happily married woman. So
you are, with an amazing husband.
Amazing,
yes.
Support. But I do like to hear Natalie's stories. They're very interesting. So we'll see how much she wants to share with you on that. I'll let her decide.
Yeah.
So the pickleball community.
Yeah.
If you're on Instagram and anybody hears you talking about pickleball, you're going to go into everybody's who's got a pickleball site, and they're going,
right,
to talk to you about how great the community is. And I do believe it's probably the strongest benefit to pickleball.
Right.
Because, like you said, you were in a transitional period of your life and feeling not at your best, right?
No, I wasn't.
And then, you know, you get out there, you meet new people, you start doing, you know, having activities every day and joining these games and doing something that really enhances your life, which is
what
it's all about, particularly if you're on the back end versus the front,
right,
end of your life. So it's really important to be somebody who's positive in the community, number one, I would like to say, because we'll talk about a few different things. But, I mean, one of the things I noticed right away is that everybody is really welcoming, and people say that.
Yes.
People that get into it say, you get there, and just like, for me, CJ, he's the pickleball director at in Flagstaff where I was playing, and he was just always so positive.
Yeah.
And it just makes you want to come back. Even,
yes,
if you think dinking a ball over a net is going to be so easy, and then you just cannot accomplish it, or somebody just smacks it back at you.
Right.
And it's always great. And for you pickleball partners out there, to be positive. I know it's hard always to do that.
Right.
But to just be positive and say, oh, thanks for trying, or that was great, you did that, you know, that goes a long way.
It does.
I'm not always that great at it. But I've learned. I learned from people that are. But also though, because we want to, you know, our goal is the same, to be play at a high level, the
right,
highest level we can achieve. And so it's important to be able to communicate.
Yes, communication
with your partner and have
is
that conversation.
Key. And I'll tell you, our friendship on the court, off the court.
Right.
And then again, as it relates to relationships. So Lori, as she mentioned, she is a happily married woman to an amazing man who is,
right,
very supportive. So kudos to you, Jim. Thank you for allowing your wife. And again, she doesn't need permission. Let's just get that clear.
Oh, yeah.
But she spends a lot of time. We spend a lot of time playing,
right,
pickleball, talking about pickleball, planning pickleball. So,
right,
you know, it's pretty amazing that, you know, we're doing this together. And I, on the other hand, I'm in a little different situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did happen to see our inaugural episode,
right,
I talked about the very first time I stepped foot on the pickleball court. I just happened to meet somebody that particular day that I was very forward and forthcoming. And so I know the story, you know, and so I actually reached out to somebody that I met. And fast forward, I won't get into too many details, but it was somebody that I actually spent, you know, 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
And pickleball was the foundation. And it was amazing. So, you know, unfortunately, that didn't last. But my love of pickleball, for sure, has stood the test of time, and I think it's going to be one of those lifelong things. But what was interesting, and I'll tell you, so in relationships, I mean, obviously, You know, if you've been married, I was married for a very long time. Lori's been married for a very long time. You know, you've had relationships. If you have something, a shared interest or a passion in something, it's pretty incredible. And so now that pickleball has become such a big part of both of our lives, I know for me, you know, it's important that somebody understands, which is like what Lori's husband does. He has such an understanding and appreciation, and he, you know, knows that it gives her so much passion and joy, so he doesn't get in the way of that. No.
Because that's his golf. Because I do the same thing for
his
golf.
Yes, yes. So, you support each other.
We recognize that. But, you know, he does get questioned a lot. So that's what's funny because, I mean, we went to Vegas and we were gone for 5 days.
Right, we did. Know? We played in a tournament. And here's the thing. I'm like now the single person. Yeah. So people, you know, make assumptions. And
well, I mean, Jim is great about that. I mean, obviously, he's come to know Natalie and she's always supportive of him as well. So I think those are important.
Right.
Like for people, when you start to realize how addicting pickleball is.
It is.
And you're going out and you're finding reasons to go play pickleball and not work or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
And I remember going and thinking to myself, does any of these people work? Or they're there at like 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. That's normally not me. But it does take some time. And especially if you're playing mixed doubles or playing where guys are, we know people that change the men's names to women's names.
Yeah. Right? So, and again, we're not here to promote bad behavior.
No.
But there are certain people who in their phones, they change the male name to a female name because it just creates problems. And not that they're doing anything wrong. Now, some people are, but I don't think whether it was pickleball, it could be CrossFit, it could be whatever. You name the thing. And if they're wired,
the cult, right?
And if they're wired that way, then it's going to happen.
Right.
But I ended up, so my pickleball kind of experience, relationship experience was I met somebody that we started playing pickleball together right out of the gate. And then because I wanted to compete, you know, he was supportive of that, but he had never really done that. So we kind of did this together and, it was kind of our bond and it was great. Mm-hmm. And then it created some challenges, you know, and it's because sometimes when you know, if you start to play at a certain level and there's not as many women that play at a high level than there are as men. And so then
it's particularly like in a club, like,
Club so then if if you're talking to other people, it can somewhat be problematic.
It can be high schoolish.
It can be very high schoolish. Yeah. And and it's still an amazing thing that I have, and pickleball and that relationship really sort of was the catalyst for everything.
Right.
So it was great. But we've also seen, you know, like,
but on the other hand, you've seen some really positive relationships that have bloomed and they found their person.
Yes.
And they're playing out there all the time. So we don't want to make it negative, but we do want to, you know, kind of talk about the community of it and the ins and outs. And I think probably most of you out there would know what we mean by that. But also some of the relationship we've forged, like with other women, we're doing the same, that we're motivating each other to play. And, you know, we're going to concerts or going out to dinner and
we're going on trips now.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, we ended up in Cabo with, I think, a normal group of people that would have never known each other or been there otherwise.
Had it not been for pickleball.
Right. And it was, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
We were having so much fun that people from other courts were coming over and going, why am I not over here?
Right. Like, it was like So the friendship. So when we talk about relationships, I mean, and you know, we've seen, like Lori said, we've seen relationships develop and evolve and, you know, become this amazing love thing. Now, sometimes there are, you know, we know couples who they both play, they're both high level players, but they can't play together. And that's totally okay. And so sometimes, so they play mixed doubles with other partners. And it just, you kind of have to find your rhythm and your comfortable space. And for me, I love playing women's doubles and I love playing singles. And mixed doubles was the thing that I had with my partner.
Right.
So, you know, now that we're not together, it's, you know, it's difficult for me. I don't know how I feel about it still.
Yeah.
You know, because again, it represented this, you know, this romantic thing, but, so I don't know. We'll see. It's evolving and changing.
Well,
as
and
we
I
go.
Used to tell Natalie, like, is it your goal or is it rec play or is it, you know, so, I mean, there was definitely some complexities that you have to muddle through to make sure that you're, you know, kind of meeting all of your needs in right. that in whatever respect. And so I think it's cool that you can get out there and really get to, you know, find friendships and otherwise, I suppose. And, yeah. and for us, even some business ventures.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, it's just been, I mean, and now all of a sudden, like, where are my other friends? I don't know.
Well, here's the funny thing about relationships, right. and we're talking about friendships now specifically. So just last night, we went to dinner with some of my friends that I've had for, you know, a long time that I, you know, from like past life, mm-hmm. right? And
pre-pickleball.
Yeah, yeah. There's like JC or whatever, whatever. And now it's like I've become that obnoxious person that it's like all I do is talk about
or talk about it and people
ad nauseum and they don't get it, and then you're just that annoying person.
You are.
It's like that person.
I am.
Who,
we all are.
Yeah.
I'm at a family thing, and two people are like, "What? Well, what's going on? I know this guy. Oh, wait, I know this guy from pickleball." And then you realize you're saying it.
Yeah.
Why do we keep saying at pickleball? Yeah. I don't need to say that. I can just say I know this guy. So I now on purpose go, guess where I met this person, and they'll say, "Oh, pickleball?"
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
But here's the other thing. And this is so to kind of put the positive spin on it, because, you know, there are relationships that are forming and, mm-hmm. and, you know, and then there are ones that, you know, now pickleball is kind of taken over their lives. And, you know, if the other partner doesn't get on board, then, you know, they get bored. And so, you know, you see both sides of it. But if you're even considering maybe embarking on it together, what a cool thing to do together, and you can start and have the foundation. I mean, you can go on trips and, you know, we do things sort of at the club sometimes where we'll do, we used to do on Friday nights called Dinks and Drinks, right?
Right.
And we would invite everybody, and it was much more of a social thing. So it wasn't about playing competitive. It was just a social thing. We were outside. We'd bring our cooler, our speaker, and we'd listen to music, and then we would, you know, and it was lots of couples that maybe would have played together, but they're at very different levels, and then we would mix it up.
Recreational, just
kind
of fun.
And it was so much fun.
That is fun. That's super fun.
It's so fun.
Well, I mean, and I think one of the reasons we talk about this is because we've talked about putting together, like, you see it out there now. Like,
dating, tequila,
a few things.
There. So the other night I was doing market research.
Yeah, she was.
And I went to a speed dinking.
Speed dinking, which is like, i.e., some kind of dating.
It was something. And aside from the fact that I was the oldest person there right. by probably 25 to 30 years.
And you're probably the only one with did not have an exposed midriff.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I think the photos had people with no shirts on.
Yeah. No.
But I'm like, what kind of dating site
but
is this?
What was crazy about it is that I go to this thing, and it was fine and whatever. And there were like beginners who had never played and, you know, whatever, but it was.
It wasn't a competitive thing.
It was not competitive.
It was totally about coming together.
Under the guise of pickleball. Yeah.
Right.
But what was cool about it is that there were so many people there that were, you know, and I felt like, I mean, they were literally the same age as my son.
Yeah.
So it was awkward
for
me. Yeah,
so we have a conversation about maybe doing this for
people
looking
like
for
us.
Second spouses.
No, I don't know. But like, you know, like who's targeting us? Again,
right.
like we're an audience.
Go.
Like I'm over 50.
Yeah.
I love pickleball. So, you know,
and life keeps going. Like you're full of life, you know, you have a lot of vitality. So one of the first things I noticed when I went to JW was like, there were so many single women.
Yes.
They'd either, a lot of them were just recently divorced or whatever. Maybe that just happens at a stage of life that, you know, everybody comes familiar with. But,
right.
But it's, you know, it was weird for me. I'm like,
there were so many
single women. I mean, and attractive women, successful women.
Right.
And who knows, you know, the reasons definitely vary. But there's certainly, I think there's certainly an audience out there for people. It's better than a bar scene.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that that's something that we want to, like, explore. Like, how can we do some kind of dating?
Pickleball
dating or meeting people, you know, just to kind of keep it, I guess, keep it cool and not so.
Keep it cool.
Keep it kind of cool, like whatever happens. Yeah. So you went on a dating thing with pickleball.
Yes.
Like, these are some new things that are popping up. So how did they actually create like the matches, or what was your experience?
Yeah. Like? So what they did is they basically had, you know, an evenly number of, or even number of men and women mm-hmm. there. And then they basically called you out into groups. And so you went out onto a court. So four of you. So on every court, you had two men and two women.
Okay.
right? Mm-hmm. And so, and then what they do is you introduce yourself. So you basically are paired like mixed doubles. So you introduce yourself to your partner, and then the two women ended up staying together the whole time, and you would just move courts. And then the two men on the court would stay, and then you would just kind of rotate. So the women were moving the whole time, and the men would just stay. So by the time you got done,
But you're not really, like, having conversations when you're just playing pickleball. So.
Well, here's or the crazy. So then they start, like, oh, tell me about you. Have you ever played pickleball? Like, oh, what's your story? And, you know, they're literally, like, I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you they are the same age as my son, who is in his 20s, right? Yeah. And so I just felt so dirty. I felt dirty. And it felt so, but anyway.
But it's something you pay for and sign up. Like,
you
I think a lot of the conversation, I mean, lately, and maybe we'll have this conversation again, but a lot of the conversation lately is we've been hearing some stories about some coaches or players out there that may have had like a CD pass or even criminal pasts in some way. Right. So we've had... So, you know, I always think, well, it's pickleball is such a welcoming thing. It's literally part of the culture to be so welcoming. And, like, we play at a lot of private places. And
Right, we do.
Then we're playing it at a private place, and all of a sudden people are showing up, and we're like, hey, how do you know this person? And they'll say, well, we played at a park. And, you know, then they're coming to home. So, like, you know, because I'm
retired police, right?
So. I mean, I'm always like, what is happening? I don't know about bringing people to other people's homes who are gracious enough to open doors and maybe even trust you to run. Because, you know, I run a, you know, we'll get some times where we're playing and I will run the league and bring the people over. And so I'm always very cautious about who that is. And I tell them.
Right.
But I've noticed that sometimes it's not always that way. Which for me breeds some concern of because of the things I've seen. But also because now you're in a dating format. So I'm wondering, like I asked Natalie, you know, when she goes out on her dates, I'm like, call me when you're done. You know,
text
let me know so I know
are.
That you're not like been abducted or whatever, because I think that's an important conversation to have, whether people like to do that or not.
And even a woman in her 50s.
Well, 100%. But also, are they doing some type of background check or, you know, do you know what they're doing? You don't know.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, that's for me. Yeah. So this event.
You
signed
in. You, like, you
basically,
form.
You fill out a form online. It basically says you won't be a jerk, right? And you're going to be, and if they take pictures and whatever, and you sign a waiver and you pay. But what was what was amazing to me is that I saw there were a lot of people that were there. And if you're charging per head and all they're doing is basically saying you go out onto a court and then you just rotate. And then at the end of the night, they weren't keeping track of score. They weren't doing anything. And then at the end of the, you know, the 2 hour event, you basically, if there was somebody who like piqued your interest, you would hopefully remember their name.
Right.
And then they would say, okay, well, if you're comfortable, we can send them a note on your behalf if you remember their name. And ended up, like, as soon as the thing was done, I didn't even stick around for the after thing, the social portion.
Oh, where you could – and so you could basically stay around and talk to people
more. Yeah. So I
but you were like, this is age inappropriate. And
this
I'm
is
out.
Not, I felt dirty. Yeah. I felt dirty. So I left. And, but it was funny. So then, you know, the next day they send a follow up, you know, thank you for coming. And then they send you so and so would express some interest. And, you know, with their, with a name and a phone number.
But you don't remember, like, you wouldn't remember the names.
I mean, I don't want to. No.
Well, okay. So, but here at the end of the day, it was market research because
I was doing market
because we
research.
Keep thinking there must be a way we can do some dating, and I actually came across we met a woman once who said she had a lot to do with like some speed dating and some apps,
right?
And said that she had some ideas for that. So, I mean, so that's something hopefully we'll have coming soon.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's cost in the courts because this particular group, it moves. Right?
Yes.
It goes
different
like
locations.
Every week or so.
So this particular event was at a private facility.
Yeah.
So they had to, you know, I'm sure there was some overhead for sure.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. And you know what? I mean, gosh, like to your point, like going out to a bar, like we were out last night and, you know, I'm sitting in a bar and all I'm thinking is I would so much prefer to play pickleball and like, and then just go home and watch a movie.
And it's so like, because we did that in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because we're like in Vegas.
We're in Vegas.
Like, we're like, we're playing pickleball. And then
we brought cute clothes to wear. We wore our pickleball clothes out every night.
Everywhere.
To
because
go to
we
dinner.
Stayed playing pickleball on the courts.
Yeah.
And then she's like, Oh, I'm going to show the picture of you and the ice cream.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, let's go get some gelato. And then literally in the bed eating gelato.
In my pickleball clothes.
And we're looking for a movie to watch on TV by.
In Vegas.
7, 8 o'clock.
Lame. That's okay. So lame.
There's, but you could. You could have gone downstairs and done the same thing. I mean, we did like watch it once in a while. But yeah, that's okay. That's just the same way. But that's why it's a good place to go meet people.
Right.
Who aren't necessarily like the club hoppers or.
Yeah.
Maybe the intentions aren't really so pickleball pure.
So it's, yeah. So, I mean, wholesome. as far as it relates to me and you know, I think it's great. So if you know, there were somebody in my life that played pickleball, like, I don't know if they have to play at a really high level now that I, you know, in retrospect, but if they play and they understand it, that would be very cool.
Or you could teach them.
I could teach them.
Because she is a PPR pro.
Yes, we are.
NalaPickleball.com.
Yeah, NalaPickleball.com. Shameless plug. By the way, do you see the merch?
Oh,
the merch.
Yeah. There
anyway,
it is.
So, right, so, you know, but we're here to, you know, share our love of this game. And
help you find your love
and
maybe.
Help me find my love. You can be along this, you know, on this journey with us. And I'm, you know, we'll see what happens. It's definitely a soap opera, but
for the most part, the community is awesome, but there's going to be some real life soap opera drama.
Right.
But also tons of fun,
more fun than anything I've ever done.
Right.
In my life.
Right. It was fun in Vegas and the gelato was amazing.
FBI. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We're here to help you find your passions. Yeah. Nala Pickleball.
Yeah, Nala Pickleball.